Food versus fuel. Thanks for being with us. I'm Melissa Berniston with today's Accent on Agriculture. The issue of food versus fuel is not based in reality. According to the American Farm Bureau Federation, corn demand to make ethanol has little to do with the recent rise in food prices. Instead, weather and high energy costs are more to blame.
In looking at the major food categories, there is only one that showed maybe a slight impact from higher corn prices due to the use of corn and ethanol. And that was in the area of the bakery goods that would include high fructose corn syrup. If you look at all the other categories, you would see that there's nothing that would indicate corn had any influence on prices.
That was Terry Francel, an economist with the American Farm Bureau. He says that the value of corn is usually just a tiny fraction of a product's price. For example, the value of corn that goes into a box of cornflakes has been estimated to be 2.2 cents.
Now, what's pushing up food prices are things like energy prices, higher labor costs, but particularly in the category of fruits and vegetables, we see some significant increases in the area of 10 to 20% on an annual basis, and that's largely due to weather conditions, dry weather in California, Florida, the Easter freeze.
Francel says that any increase in food prices will be more than offset by the diversification of our energy supplies and improved environmental effects from utilizing ethanol. He says it's a win-win situation for the consumers and the farmers.
What we don't hear is that as a result of higher corn prices, our farm program payments are going to be reduced by a significant amount, somewhere in the area of $8 to $10 billion a year. So that goes back to the taxpayers' pocket. We've increased the supply of fuel overall, not only in terms of the environmental-friendly fuels, but just the quantity. So the bottom line is that corn has had very little impact on food prices up to this point.
Well, that's good news for America's farmers. Join us tomorrow on the TRN.